AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A vote to swiftly end the government shutdown has failed in the Senate. Democrats are holding to the party's demand to fund health care subsidies, something Republicans oppose. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the blame sits with the Democrats.
The simple truth is Democrats in Congress have dragged our country into another reckless shutdown to satisfy their far-left base. That is the truth. Whether or not the government remains open or reopens is entirely up to them.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says reaching an agreement is a bipartisan effort.
Democrats want to avert this crisis, but Republicans tried to bully us, and it's clear they can't. They don't have the votes. The way out of this is for Republicans to finally roll up their sleeves and get to work.
The Trump administration is citing the government shutdown and explaining why it's holding up roughly $18 billion for a new rail tunnel beneath the Hudson River between New York City and New Jersey and an extension of the city's Second Avenue subway. The suspension of funds is likely meant to target Schumer. To the White House, he's the one to blame for the budget. Conservationist Jane Goodall has died. The Jane Goodall Institute says she died while in California on a speaking tour. In an AP interview in 2014, Goodall said turning 80 served as an incentive to keep working.
The longer you live, the closer you come to the end, whenever that may be. So there's less and less and less time, and I just know that the message that I have is important and is changing lives and inspiring young people to pick up and take over and change the world for their own future.
Goodall was renowned for her groundbreaking chimpanzee field research and environmental advocacy. She was 91. This is AP News. A U.S. citizen is suing ICE for repeatedly detaining him.
A U.S. citizen who is a construction worker in Alabama has filed a federal lawsuit after he says he was detained twice by immigration agents within just a few weeks. He's demanding an end to the Trump administration's workplace raids targeting industries with large immigrant workforces. The class action lawsuit was filed by concrete worker Leo Garcia Venegas, along with the public interest law firm Institute for Justice. The lawsuit demands an end to what the firm calls unconstitutional and illegal immigration enforcement tactics. Several weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted a judge's restraining order that had barred immigration agents in Los Angeles from stopping people solely based on their race, language, job, or location. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.